Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Welcome. You're our first guest ever.
First guest ever. How does it feel?
I feel good. It's a lot of pressure.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to episode 8. Let's talk. Let's chat about Dry January just for a quick sec.
Okay.
And we should probably introduce ourselves.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Bridget.
How are you?
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, guys.
This is wild to actually see a guest.
I know. It's fun.
That is too cool.
We love that. I'm Katie. I am the mock to this Mox & Cox.
I'm Bridget. I'm the cock to this Mox & Cox. You know what I like about this the most is that we have an absolutely inconsistent entry to every episode. Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going to get.
No. Most of them tell a story, the same story over and over.
Yeah.
We just don't introduce.
No, I think that the pure chaos that we bring to this is what people look for.
Somehow it irons itself out.
It gets there. Actually,
it's professional editing.
We say that every time. We're like, I don't know if we can use any of this. and she's very concerned that there's absolutely no cohesive moments in the entire episode. And then she listens to it. She's like, oh my God, we did.
Enough about us. Drew, what do you think about us?
Well, as a consumer, I'm in the middle of episode 7 right now. I think it seems like you guys have planned out the episodes, that you have some agenda you're following. It seems to flow very well.
Oh, will you tell our parents?
That's nice, because the chicken scratch that is Bridget's notes are not so followable. But thank you for saying that.
I'm not even sure that any of the words are spelled correctly.
We're pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
We are starting to bring mocktails to all of our episodes.
We totally are. Oh, well, my God.
We've been doing that, but we haven't been really. I mean, I think the last one we did, maybe.
We have the best of intentions going into any of this.
But today
we did it.
We did it, and it's insane.
It's stupid.
Yeah. So the Clean Company R. Clean R.
Yes. Clean Co. Come on.
I guess it's a whiskey rum.
Yeah.
A spiced rum alternative, which would be like a Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a Captain and Coke and a Sprite or Sierra Mist or whatever.
Seven. Yeah.
With it. And they taste exactly like Captain.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You would not, if I gave you this glass right now, and you can, you would not know that I did not hand you an alcoholic drink. You wouldn't know.
The Captain is, or the... It tastes just like Captain.
Yeah, I would bet a lot of money.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You should have seen our faces when we first tried. We're like, yeah. what the fuck just happened?
I feel drunk. I'm not drunk.
Am I drunk? Is this drunk?
Are you drunk?
Don't know. I haven't been drunk in days.
Oh. 6 to be exact.
I don't drinks this month.
No drinks.
None drinks even.
But we'd like to introduce our guest.
Yeah, we have Bridget a guest.
Is going to introduce our guest, Drew.
Okay, hi Drew. This is our friend Drew, and he has been listening along and following along on our journey. And he brought to us this week some really interesting questions after listening to our podcast. And so we were hoping that he would join us to have this conversation. And while I do like just listening to the two of us talk, I mean, we both really like the sounds of our own voices, so we've been totally good with that. But we are really, really excited to have guests when we can. And so I thought this would be a really good opportunity to start with one, because he actually texted me yesterday with a super good question. And we can get into that. And Drew, if you want to talk about yourself at all, I can give you that opportunity first.
Let's give Drew a little grace here, though, because we asked him to come on here about 5 minutes ago.
We did. And he was so generous with his time. I mean, that's, I mean, if somebody called me and said, hey, in 15 minutes, would you be on a podcast with me that goes all over the place? I would have been like, I mean, sure, totally.
To tens of people.
Tens of people are listening to this.
Well, I feel like maybe it's better that I didn't have much time to think about it because it just sort of happened that way. But yeah, so hey, everyone, I'm Drew. I, for better or for worse, have been, I was just thinking about this, Bridget. We've been friends for a little bit over a decade now.
Wow. Lucky you.
I know. I can't believe I've stuck around.
Me too.
This does sound lovely for me. Please continue.
It's like you're right in the middle.
Please continue.
Go on.
I've obviously, as a supporter, I've checked out the podcast. I've really enjoyed listening to them, honestly. But I think what I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to these podcasts because Bridget's my friend and I want to, you know, see what's going on with her. I didn't, and as somebody who I am not sober, I'm not looking to change my, you know, relationship with alcohol. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to, like, what am I even going to get out of this? Like, it'll just be something fun to listen to. But, you know, I think it also made me think about some things myself about how, well, I think, you know, bringing up even like making sure people, like you guys always talk about making sure everybody feels welcome in social situations. And so like that impacted, you know, what we had to drink, you know, over the holidays. But also, I think for me, what sparked, and can I just go into this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question quick, Drew? After we just said yes, you can go into it. I'm going to interrupt quick.
Okay.
Because that's my superhero name is the interrupter. Do you have friends that don't drink? I mean, off the top of your head, like, can you think of a few people or one person that this, you know, making sure they feel included would apply to?
I have family members that don't drink.
Okay. I'm just wondering if like it's something as a friend or family member that you need to prepare an event for, like you would want to have a dry bar for them or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Especially. So like I have a family member who now, because of medication that she's taking, for example, she can't drink anymore. And I know like she, you know, really enjoyed having a glass of wine. And that just was something I think that she had just decided that is not going to be a part of her life anymore. And so mm-hmm. I think like, you know, reintroducing some other options and just thinking about, oh, well, you know, she probably would appreciate it if I tried to make her feel included because everybody else is enjoying wine with dinner. So, and you know, she has to have apple cider or something, you know, like it's just not the kids table.
Although that was you were the reason that we were introduced to the Groovy Red Blend was because that was part of your efforts to make that person feel comfortable at Christmas. And we loved it.
We immediately went out and bought it. Yep. Really good.
Yeah, we loved that a lot. Okay, so that's great.
And I'll be quiet now.
No. But to get Drew into why we brought him on today was because he brought up a really, really interesting question to us. And he said that, you know, upon listening to it, there were conversations that he's interested in having sparked by the podcast. And I thought, one, that's really, really fucking cool. That made our day. But in particular, he was wondering about thoughts about opportunities to advocate for people that aren't drinking, like standing up for people because they might not be able to or might not be comfortable pushing back on, you know, somebody pointing out that they're not drinking or awkwardly asking or things of that nature. And so I would love to have this conversation on tape with him to kind of get into what that really meant, what he's really asking, and how we can actually improve that.
Yeah, so I think it's good to start with kind of what my relationship is with drinking and alcohol. So I am not somebody that likes to drink very much. Like I usually prefer to have a Diet Coke than to have a drink. But I do also enjoy beer and wine and some cocktails too. But it's really rare that I would ever have more than two because I'm just not really interested in it. And I try to avoid having any sort of hangover at all costs. So for me, I enjoy like one or two drinks and I'm really not interested in having another. So that with that, you know, there are many situations, you know, sporting events, family things, or whatever, where I switch over from drinking to not drinking anymore. So then I am grabbing a Diet Coke, and I know I've, you know, jokingly or whatever, been on the receiving end of, oh, you switched over to Diet Coke now, or, you know, those same types of things. I think that people that aren't drinking at all would probably get those same sorts of comments or whatever. And, you know, I've pretty much just brushed them off jokingly and whatever. And I think what I started thinking about from listening to the podcast was, okay, so here I am. I'm a person that does not have a private reason why I'm not drinking. I just don't want to. And so there's really nothing, like, I don't feel like there's anything personal I need to cover or that I don't feel comfortable sharing. So by me just brushing things off, is that not helpful? Like, should I, because I'm in a position where I can push back on, well, you know, and kind of more, a little more forcefully of like, why does it matter to, you know, things like, why does it matter to you that I'm not drinking anymore? Like, because people in the same, in a, you know, similar situation might not feel comfortable pushing back on people when they make the same comment. And maybe there is something that's making them uncomfortable. You know, I mean, I think it's like, I have the opportunity where I could make people that are making those sorts of comments think twice about how that's making other people feel. I don't know if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, it totally makes sense to me because, well, first of all, mind your fucking business. You know, like, I think that that's a pretty aggressive way to say it, but it really doesn't matter. What we're trying to do here is, it does not matter what's in this glass right here, like the clinking of the ice. It doesn't matter what's in this glass in order for us to have a good time together, in order for us to, like, for you to be in the same room. Like, what really changed from you drinking a Captain and Diet to a regular diet? Like, nothing changed. So, I mean, I don't really know the answer to your question, which is, should I advocate for, because you can, right? Like, I think it makes it, you know, if you quote unquote have a problem, or you feel like you want to quit for a personal reason, or you just don't want to share it, or, I mean, there's a thousand different reasons that people don't feel comfortable or feel really vulnerable when approached with it, like get real nervous or whatever. I mean, we had this conversation the other day. I still don't know if somebody brought me a drink, what I would say. Would I just say, I don't drink anymore, or I'm not drinking now, or I mean, I'm not sure what I would say. I think we need to try it.
Just do it out in the wild.
Yeah. But I do feel like there's some room for people like you that want to be supportive, you know, like you sort of are in the middle lane. Like, what can you do in order to make people stop asking? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's ultimately the entire goal, though, right? We all want everybody to stop making it weird. But I think that Drew brings up a really good point. You know, it's, I hesitate to use this word, but it's easier for him because he doesn't have a problem. So when somebody comes up to him and is like, oh, you're not drinking anymore, you're done, like, you're wimping out or something like that. It's really easy for him to brush it off and be like, yeah, I fucking am. Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Yeah.
But if he did have an issue or had a tricky relationship with alcohol, it likely isn't as easy. Or if you are newly pregnant or you're newly on a medication that kind of is, you know, an uncomfortable health diagnosis, it would probably make it harder to snap back quite as easily. And so I do think he brings up an interesting point. When is an appropriate time to kind of be that battle buddy, that, you know, somebody.
Battle buddies.
That was for you.
Thanks. I had a great battle buddy.
I bet you did.
I did. I bet I had you a did. Number of great battle buddies.
I believe that. I believe that. But I do think that, you know, when is an appropriate time to hop in and lend that assist, because it can be very uncomfortable. Like, there are times where you may notice that somebody isn't having something and you want to immediately, like, help them.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's no different than, like, a bully on the playground, right? Like, it is sort of a form of bullying when somebody asks, like, oh, you're not drinking anymore, or why aren't you drinking, or whatever.
And
like,
it's none of your business. About that person.
It's way more about that person, but that doesn't make it any easier. Yeah. Have you had thoughts, Drew, about, like, well, A,
one of my questions would be, has that happened to you? I mean, I know it's happened to you, but has it happened around you where you felt like after you started listening? Well, the unfortunate thing of starting to listen to a podcast like this, and you can ask Bridget, that like you can't unknow what you know about alcohol now, mm-hmm. right? Like some of the things that you would have never thought about maybe before this, now you're like, oh shit, now it's in my face and I feel like I should probably think about it or talk mm-hmm. about it or whatever. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not speaking for you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Bridget can. So I'd be curious to know if, I mean, clearly that's happened to you, and would you have wanted somebody to stand up? Like wanted somebody to be like, come on, Chuck, really? Like, don't be a dick.
Chuck.
Chuck. I like the word Chuck.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things. Who are Chuck is. I think there's a couple of things. So I think, yeah, no, you can't unknow something. So I think one of the things that got me thinking from, you know, listening to the podcast is because I was exposed to it is like, okay, think of like how people might be thinking when, you know, it's not meant to be necessarily a bullying thing to ask somebody, you know, why you're not drinking, because that's just normal of what, I mean, in our culture, that's a very normal thing to ask. And so I probably would have not thought twice about, you know, somebody asking that to somebody. And I think because of, you know, the situation, go ahead.
I don't think it's that first question that even necessarily you were concerned about. Not the first question, would you like something to drink? It's more the follow-on conversation, right?
Yeah. And I think right. And I think it's, people just feel really comfortable going there. Like and I think that before I was made aware of, maybe that's not someplace you should go with people, because you have no idea what the reason why they're making the decisions that they're making. So, you know, knowing that, and I think because I have the opportunity to even like make it all about myself really in that situation where I don't have to, you know, draw attention to somebody else that's not drinking, where I definitely could step in and say like, hey, like, let's not talk about that. But like, I can make it, you know, it's just about me. Then I can say like, that's, you know, I can have the conversation of like, why are you asking, you know, it's maybe not the right topic to be talking about. And I think just putting that bug in people's ears of like this, you know, even though we've always been talking about this sort of thing openly, maybe it's not the right thing you should be asking people. And it's really not your business, but until somebody tells people that's not your business to ask about, how do they know?
I love that. And now we have Mox and Cox little soldiers out there. Like, hey, look, this is not appropriate. This is none of your business.
You are being naughty. Naughty. No, that's, we got one.
Yeah.
We got one.
I will say, I don't want to be a hypocrite here, because I will tell you, when I was drinking, I was that person. I was the one that was like, you're really not going to have one tonight. You're really on a detox. You're really on another cleanse. You're really, you know, like you can have one, you're driving. I mean, I have been that person. And the reason I'm okay saying that now is because I realize it was so much more about me and how I was comparing myself to somebody else, how much they were drinking, when they were drinking, what they were drinking. It was so much more of, I want to know what's in your glass because it makes my glass okay, or it makes my decision to drink tonight more acceptable.
It validated you.
Yeah, right.
Other people's drinking validated.
So I don't want people to feel like, I don't want listeners to feel like, well, because she doesn't drink anymore, therefore, you know, she's always been this perfect non-bully person. That's not true. I've sort of been the bully in those situations where somebody's come to my house and they'll ask for a water and I'll be like, really? Really?
Lame.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Well, so I've learned.
So we've all learned.
I mean, I kind of got slapped in the face with it. So, I mean, I've learned.
I think we've all learned a lot in the last few months, and we found a place where
validates just putting it in your face. Like if it's available to you, you'll eat it, drink it, or smoke it. If it's not, you won't. And so this information is now available to you and now to Drew.
I didn't anyway, no, I do think that that is a really, really good point, that once you know, and you can't unknow. And it definitely makes you, unfortunately or fortunately, reflect on past experiences and past personal behavior and past events. And I think it makes me want to do things differently. It makes me want to be better about it, because I know that on any given day, there's a billion different reasons why somebody doesn't want to have a drink. But more importantly than that, I know that it's none of my goddamn business.
Right.
Like,
yes or no,
yes or no,
maybe,
like,
or whatever.
Give it, like, I should. And truth be told, I've never actually cared what was in anybody else's glass. But that doesn't mean that I haven't tried to push it on people when they didn't want it or they were not drinking.
Yeah, for sure. Still.
Not still. I don't do it now.
Well, no, we don't do it now. not still.
Not now. But I mean, there is that point, and I think everybody kind of gets to that point. Drinkers especially get to that point where they're having such a good time that they always want to encourage other people to get to their level.
Oh, yeah.
There becomes that time in the night or that time in the afternoon or that time where you're just like, come on, let's, you know, shake a shot. Like,
yeah.
get on my level. And we don't need to.
No.
You can stay at your level.
And I'll stay at mine.
And anybody else can be at whatever level they are interested in being in. But offering a drink is totally acceptable. It's the follow-on, right?
Right. Yeah. If they say no, thank you.
That's it. That's the end of the conversation.
No, thank you. It should be not, are you sure?
But
do you want something? I mean, this like constant, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that the, like,
what about
maybe
half?
The, just, how about a baby shot? I do think that maybe the punishment fits a crime. Like, if you're going to say something to somebody,
you should be prepared to have somebody else who is stronger bite back.
Possibly, right? If you just like keep hammering, like, oh, you can have one, it's okay, whatever Chuck says.
Poor Chuck.
Poor Chuck.
Poor Chuck.
Is it really poor Chuck?
Well, no, we just don't know Chuck.
Right.
There's a proverbial Chuck.
Anyway, Chuck is out there really bullying somebody. I feel like then you can say, hey, listen, Chuck, it's none of your business. Don't worry about what's in that person's glass. But if somebody says it once and they're not an asshole, maybe you keep it to yourself. I'm not sure. I feel like it's probably varying degrees of advocacy.
Yes. And I think that's the question that Drew brought up, though, is when is an appropriate time to hop in? When is that okay? Right?
Yeah, and maybe I'm giving too many people the benefit of the doubt, but I do think that most of the time when these conversations come up, that people don't have malicious intent on, well, sure, there are going to be people that are, for whatever reasons, they don't care, they're going to keep, you know, pushing or whatever. But I think, you know, if you're drawing people's attention to it, like, maybe that's not the right thing to be asking somebody. Or I'm like, I know in some situations I feel uncomfortable and you know, I haven't changed my mind about if I'm going to have another drink or not because of that interaction, but maybe not that wouldn't happen for everybody. Some people, maybe if they are pressured, they do end up making different decisions than they want. And I don't know. So it's, I just feel like since it's a low risk, low, you know, effort thing for me to do, it makes sense to.
Well, coming from a person that definitely had, I mean, it's no secret, I had an issue with it. And so every time I went out, it was all the willpower I had to not drink because somebody was telling me or somebody was offering me a drink. Like, if I had to say no more than once, I said yes. And I can't even tell you how many times that happened, that I would be on like day three or whatever, and we'd go to some social function that we had to go to, or we'd go out to dinner or whatever, and somebody wouldn't know that I was trying to quit drinking at the time. And they would say, you know, can I get you a wine or whatever it was? And I would say, no, you know, I'm just like, I don't know what I'm having yet, or I'll have water or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, I'll just get you something. And then it was over. And then I couldn't, that awkwardness and that level of discomfort was so much more than my ability to, or my desire to quit at the time. Like, it was so hard to like come up against that. So it's, what's hard for me might not be hard for you and Bridget, right? Like, it might not be a big deal for you guys to say something. Now, are you going to know that about every single person? People were are probably surprised to know that about me, right? Like, I'm a fairly confident person. So they're probably surprised to know that I tried to do it 100 times and somebody asked me if I wanted a drink and I faltered. Like,
am I allowed to ask a question? I don't know if the rules are on being a guest.
We have no rules.
So I guess, Katie, I guess in any situation, would it ever have been helpful if somebody had, you know, heard your first no, mm-hmm. and when somebody else tried to then, you know, like you said, oh, I'll just get you in. If somebody would have stepped in and said, actually, she said that she didn't want anything.
Mm. I mean, I'd sort of be like, fuck yeah, Drew. Like, dude.
Oh my God, he's got a superhero.
Right? I mean, of course, it's hindsight, so I'm not really sure. But I think I'd be like, yeah, you're a fucking badass, Drew. Thanks.
This is what rescue feels like.
Right?
Like fucking Spider-Man.
I think it would have been really cool. I really do think that, I mean, I'm like trying to picture a situation where like we'd be sitting around one of the tables downstairs and somebody, I mean, I can like picture somebody saying it and Drew was just like, yeah, she said no. And then like, and that would shut him up. I mean, there are situations, like there are responses that will shut people up real quick.
It's interesting though, that in that particular instance reminds me of, you know, a dude making a girl uncomfortable and, you know, continuing to flirt with her, continuing to ask her out, or continuing to be the guy who buys her a drink. And then you step in and be like, dude, she said no.
Yeah.
She said she's not interested. It's time to move along. And sometimes that makes that person a little bit more belligerent. But how fun knowing that you now have somebody who's going to combat the belligerent asshole with you.
Well, and it just shuts down the conversation.
Totally.
It basically just shuts it down. So it's not this continuous thing. And if we're using Drew as an example, Drew comes to my quote unquote rescue and says, like, she said, no, it's cool. Like, let's move on. It also takes the attention from me to Drew. And I mean, Drew, you have to be strong enough to like take that. But if you are, because you don't care about alcohol and the relationship you have with it, and it's like, it just doesn't resonate with you. So it's not a big deal. Just like certain things don't resonate with me. So I'm like, yeah, I could totally stand up for that person. Cause I can see that it's wrong and it doesn't resonate with me, or it does resonate with me, I guess. I don't know what the right end of that is, except that it just takes the attention from that person to the other person. Mm-hmm. And I just think it shuts it down.
Yeah.
I mean, with most people, if you stepped in and said that, I think most people would be like, got it, dude. I guess if somebody turns around, they're like the biggest feminist in the world. And they're like, I could have done that myself, Drew. I mean, I guess like you take that risk too, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, I suppose there could be a little bit of a risk in that, but I think it's even cooler to know that you had somebody on your side. Somebody in the ring with you.
If I was standing at a gala and we were all together and mm-hmm. some stranger came up to me and Drew was standing there and he actually did that now, I would be like, you're the fucking bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I would do. I hope that answers your question. And I hope I get to stand at a gala with you someday and have some stranger Chuck come up and ask me for a drink.
Yeah, you two could join me at the next gala and drink all the Bush NA.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a low like risk thing for me, because let's say like I misjudged the situation and you really just didn't know what you wanted to drink yet. Like, you can still easily then order something else, you know, if that wasn't your plan on not drinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like it's low risk. Like, so what if you get it wrong? You know, that person can still say that
it's
they want to drink.
A win-win-win.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no downside. I think that there's probably going to be very few situations where that would be.
Where it doesn't land.
Where it doesn't land. So, Mox and Cox Soldier, number one.
Take it.
Numero uno.
You want a t-shirt?
I mean, if you give away free things, I'm not going to say no.
Stop making it weird coming at you.
We'll find you one. It's a good t-shirt.
I love it.
Yeah, I think this. I thought that was really good.
It's a great question.
It's a really great question.
And I mean, really thoughtful, because again, I feel like this is such a polarized conversation. Like, you either drink or you don't drink, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's very little gray area. Mm-hmm. And so many gray area drinkers are not really willing to talk about it because it makes them feel like.
Do you know? I mean, I was at, so on Tuesday night, I was at a gala where I had to not drink because I'm doing dry January. And the sheer amount of people that I had to explain that to.
Did you get why? Or was dry January enough?
No, I did. I did get a why, and I did get a, she doesn't need anything then. And I was like, no, but I still need something to sip on. It's still quite warm in here.
I am parched.
I am thirsty. And it was like 18 miles from everywhere you were going. So I was very interested in still having
someone go get you something. That sounds right.
That felt right. No, but I was still interested in having something, but I had to explain it to a lot of people, but the sheer shock on so many people's faces. But I was very lucky. I mean, I think I am lucky in general. A lot of people don't question me in most things, but
yeah, it's taken years of practice.
But people didn't like, they were just like, oh, that's cool. Sounds good.
They were like that?
Yeah, a lot of them were like, oh, that's cool. And then I had a few have me explain, you know, what Mox and Cox is and
yeah,
like well, have that be some weird segue. But no, I was fortunate to have people not have too many follow on questions. It was more they accepted my answer on the first go around. Yeah. I didn't have to fake it after that, and nobody had to step in for me, which I was grateful for. But I can see if it wasn't my decision,
yeah,
or if it was based on something other than this is something I'm doing and this is why, I can see where I would not want to have it. And it was so, even for me, I knew why I was doing it. I was confident in why I was doing it, and even then I was like, I mean, just, I could do it. I could start over tomorrow.
Yeah. How many times did it cross your mind? Honestly.
Four.
You know exactly how many.
I know where I was.
Wow. I mean, that's impressive. You know exactly where you were all four times when it crossed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do? I mean, I know you didn't drink, but like, did you go anywhere in your head, or like, is there anything you...
I got really excited about the Athletic All Out Stout.
Oh, okay.
That I had brought to the pre-party. And I also, everybody was drinking bottles of wine at the pre-party, and I had brought that new Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Red Pinot Noir. Yep. And which is amazing. I genuinely love it.
Oh, good.
And I want everybody to love it because I thought it was really, really good. So I had those at the pre-party.
You had the tools in your toolbox.
I had the tools in my toolbox, which is great. And I felt really, really lucky that I was a part of this and that you had made a toolbox and had prepared me for that. But that was the second time that day. Yeah. And then, you know, I got down to the main bar and I'm just like, oh my God, look at that. Like, and I did have somebody say to me, you know, as if it was for you.
Oh, right.
They're like, she won't know.
Right. I even said that.
And I was like, no, she will.
No, she's going to ask me and I can't lie.
I assure you she'll know. And I have absolute tells. I can't lie. I'm terrible at it. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because also, I mean, to me, I'm very excited about this.
Think about that. Like, well, I'm going to have it, but then I'm going to lie about it, which makes it like,
worse. It's bad enough that I didn't hit my goal for me. It's bad enough that I wasn't going to hit my own goal that I had made for me, but then I was going to lie about
it. Oh, right. Let's like, put shame like I'm gonna, and guilt
yeah,
on
I'm going to kick myself in my own face twice. That seems like an absurd choice to make.
That's just mean.
That's just mean. That's just mean to me. Like, that's a mean me being
Let
mean
me
to
ask
me.
You if you didn't have those options. If you didn't have the All Out and you didn't have the wine that you brought, if you didn't have those, hindsight's 2020 and we've already been through this, so it's hard to know for sure. A, do you think that you would have like struggled with the thought all night? Like it would have just kept coming up because you didn't have anything to replace it with? Or do you think that
I would have replaced it?
I mean, maybe you would have replaced it. I mean, obviously one of the options was you could have just drank.
I mean, if we're honest,
yeah.
If I did not take advantage of the tools that were so thoughtfully laid out, mostly by you in the weeks leading up to that, I probably would have just gone ahead and consumed what was ever in
front of
the bar that was set up. Or, I mean, I like to think that I would have taken that opportunity to, instead of being in, one of those hospitality rooms or in one of the pre-parties, if I would have gone down to the hotel bar and found an NA beer
or cold soda or something
that to bring that back up. But had I not had enough prep work and enough conversations about this in the week leading up to it, I probably would have let myself off the hook.
Yeah.
And would have said,
that's what makes this so difficult.
There's nothing else here.
Yeah.
It's 8 miles back to the nearest thing that's going to get, I probably would have let myself off the hook.
Well, think about what a dreamland we could live in, where the menu at a public event that arguably was kind of a big deal had half mocktail options or half non-alcoholic options that you didn't have to bring your own,
right?
Which a lot of those places won't even let you.
Right. But these were, ahead of it was private.
They all brought their own wine?
Yeah. I mean, the one that I had gone to, the first one I'd gone to, that was like a full regular where you
catered.
But the second one, yep, it was all everybody brought. And so for that one, that's how I did feel very comfortable and was very excited about it genuinely, because I knew then that I was going to have things that I wanted. But when I get, you get down to the main event, and this is an event that has thousands of people at it.
And thousands of dollars.
And there was one non-alcoholic drink.
One
NA beer. But
it was Busch NA,
which I am still blown away.
I know it's
by
fine
how much it tastes like Busch Light.
It does not bother me
that
at
is
all.
So weird to me. I know, but I've been giving you shit for that for a while because I was like,
I know,
because you would say, oh, it's just Busch, but no, it really is.
It's kind of better than Busch Light,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I thought it was actually really good, and
it's got some depth.
And it, yes, and it filled that void for me. It allowed me to have that thing in my hand as I'm walking around this event. And I never, not one person ever asked me after I had one in my hand.
Did you have it in a glass or did you have it in a can?
It looked exactly, no. There are no cans, no bottles. Oh, no.
It was on tap?
No, they pour everything in glasses and hand it to you.
So it looked like a regular everything.
So it looked just like every other person's beer in the entire room.
Yeah.
Or cocktail or whatever they were having.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of that
is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can get by either getting somebody to get it for you, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. if you ask somebody for a Busch NA, they're going to have to go up and get it for you.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have that trusting person. But if you need to hide it or you want to hide it, that's what we're looking for in restaurants. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for.
Is to make it look
and
just
I'm not
like everybody
trying
else
to hide
is.
It anymore necessarily, but arguably, lots of people try to hide it for a long time. I mean, it could be a cancer diagnosis. It could be a pregnancy. It could be, a thousand reasons not to drink.
Mm-hmm.
A, none of my business. B, they might want to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And C, it's none of your business.
And Roman numeral 4, it is none of your business.
Right. So.
Yeah. No, it was super great. It really was just great that they poured all the drinks exactly the same.
For sure.
And I want everybody in every establishment at every event for the rest of my life.
I checked
life
in a few times
that
night.
Yep.
Just like, hey, how's it going? What are you drinking? What's going on? I would have allowed you to say whatever you wanted to say.
No, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought that
and
it was
on your way home, you were like, oh my God, I'm driving. I'm driving. None cops.
And nobody can pull me over. And I did actually said that to her. I was like, I can be pulled over right now. I don't want to be, but I can.
You could. I kind of like ask.
I know
for
you
it.
Do, and that's so weird. And I don't want to pull over.
I don't want
regardless.
To be, I guess.
Yeah, but, you're more comfortable with getting pulled over for speeding. I drive like a grandma, though. Yeah. And so that doesn't really happen for me. So if I got pulled over, they'd be like, "Do you have you been drinking tonight?" And I'd be like, "No,
no,
sure wasn't." Wanna anything else? Any other brain busters? Like, no, I don't. Any more riddles? But no, I was that part was really, really exciting to me.
Yeah,
and
it's huge.
It was sort of freeing. I'm not gonna lie.
I know,
like to have absolutely no worries about that, because I know we've talked about in the past, like, have I ever felt bad about any? No, not once, not ever. But there is always that like weird anxiety about like, okay, we're gonna take the back roads.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't had a ton or whatever, but yeah. Like I'd have enough that I'd be nervous if the berries and cherries came on behind
totally
me.
And totally. But I was very excited about that, and I knew that even if I was up, so I was up pretty late, so I was going to be a little bit wired. So I didn't sleep great.
Yeah.
But I
still pretty early.
But I also slept better than if I was having to come down.
You wouldn't have had to go through your hangover routine.
I didn't.
Right.
I didn't even.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, it was kind of a wild experience. It was a little freeing, I'm not going to lie.
That's very interesting. I'm not used to seeing you go through times of personal growth.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
For the 30 minutes you've been talking. Oh my God. This is the best. Do you want to come on all the time? Oh my God.
30 minutes you've been talking. This is great. I have loved this. Oh, thanks both of you for coming.
Yes. You can leave now.
Bye.
Drew, I'd be curious to know if there was anything from your vantage point. Every time we come on to podcast, I feel like we run out of subjects to talk about. And then all of a sudden we're at 48 minutes and I don't know what we talked about. But if there's anything that like would be of interest to you or your family member that needs or that you could do for them, or like any subject that you would love us to broach. I mean, you can say no to this too, because we asked you 5 minutes before mm-hmm. to come on and now we put you in the hot seat.
Well, I think it's something you have already started doing somewhat and I think was really helpful. Like, so let's say somebody's in the position like, okay, yes, now I realize I want to have some NA options for people. But as somebody who has never really partaken in any, I have no idea where to go. And then, so I think having recommendations about, you know, these are things that are good that people will enjoy. And if you liked this thing, like here's a good substitute for it. I think that's really important. Cause I think, you know, the first attempt at having some non-alcoholic wine, the first one we tried was not great and it was a little discouraging. So I think also if you're kind of introducing somebody to that, it was, oh, well, if this is what this means for me, like it was almost, I don't know, in a way, it almost felt worse that it was a bad option and it tasted like grape juice. And then it was like, you know, I drew attention to the fact that she wasn't able to participate in drinking. And then I also gave her a bad option. Like that made me feel bad too. You know what I mean? Like,
if it makes you feel better, we've tasted things that we wished we got to grape juice.
Oh yeah.
Like we've had worse than that.
We did.
Worse than that. But I can totally understand. Like you're like, God damn it. I was trying to do a thing and now I actually am.
Yeah. Like no good deed goes unpunished.
And yeah. And now I feel bad. Yeah.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Mm-hmm. Those are two of my favorite lines ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that. And I appreciate the feedback on that because I think you should see. Well, we should turn the screen here so Drew can see. This is all like non-alcoholic options that we've either been sent or we've bought. Well, actually, in our defense, only one's been sent to us for free.
No, we got all of our. No, all well, of those. Our. Oh, those. Oh, that he can see.
Yeah.
Because you actually can't see our dry bar back there.
Well, it's right.
Most of it.
It's right here. I guess we did get a couple of, actually this,
all of our clean,
our clean yeah, the yeah, clean they, company got sent to us, but we are even us and we're trying stuff all the time. We, we haven't even tapped 16th of the market of stuff that's out there. It's crazy.
And we actually said that last night. We're going through Total Wine, and I was like, we haven't tried anything.
Yeah. I mean, even the list of companies that we've tried, loved, not loved, whatever, like the amount of, I mean, the huge list that we have is still not, I mean, it's not big enough for us. I think we just need to keep trying and trying and trying. But it's really good to hear that that's helpful, that we can say, okay, well, if you've never partaken in a non-alcoholic option, and there's non-drinkers that don't drink mocktails, or it's never been introduced to them, or whatever, for whatever reason. And because there's so much out there, and it seems like a new company is opening every day, and a new product is out there, and all these CBD and hemp and all of the amazing stuff out there, not all of it is bound to be amazing. Mm-mm. It's just not. Like,
there's going to be a lot of misses, but there are so many hits. And so I do think it's really important, especially on here and on our social media pages, that we highlight the stuff that is really good. We will never highlight the stuff that isn't, but we try really, really bad stuff all the time.
We're trying not to throw anybody under the bus yet.
Right. Well, but it also doesn't help anybody to throw anybody under the bus in this instance. Like, we want to highlight the good options because we want everybody to have them.
Right.
For people.
These are the good options. We don't need to tell you what the bad ones are.
Right. There's a reason why we have Athletic Brewing at everything.
Yeah.
Like, they are tremendous. And it tastes like any other beer you've ever tried. I still think about how great their Oktoberfest is. And I can't wait for it to be fall again. Not really. Not really. But I really want, I like when that comes back around in the season, because it's, I would put that up against any Oktoberfest anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is important for us to try the good stuff, because we should be highlighting options to have at your dinner parties, at your holidays, at, you know, your Friday nights, have a dinner party, or you have your friends over, or beer with your pizza kind of thing. And we are very excited about the Groovy Red Blend, because that was really fun. We are very
excited about that.
Yeah.
So good job, Drew.
Way to go, Drew. Yeah,
how'd you find that?
Well, I found it at Total Wine, but anyway, I looked at your site, and you guys talked about Groovy Wine, and I was like, oh, well, I'll at least try some of the brands that you've used before, and as a starting point, because I didn't know where else to go. Oh, and I knew that it turned out to be a hit.
Way to go, Les.
Which is funny, because at Total Wine, it's on the bottom shelf in cans. So, like, you would have had to look for Groovy and then found the red one, which, I mean, that's just a merchandising thing for Groovy, but... Groovy, if you're listening, put it up higher.
Go up higher.
But it's great to know that, like, at least a suggestion of a brand is enough to get you to try something. I mean, because we had never heard of it. So the fact that...
No, because of the ones that we had tried.
Yeah, the dry Secco and that bubbly.
That wasn't it.
Which is really good, but...
It is really good, and...
That dry one is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm going to have some tonight.
Great.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to continue my fangirling over Recess tonight.
Oh, Recess is good.
Or, God, this has made me happy this week. Guinness Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
did we buy some of that yesterday, or you got it this week?
Yeah. No, yeah, we did. No, we got it sometime this week. I've had it twice. And it is so good. It even has like the mixer ball in it, like the other.
Oh, really? The carbonation can?
Yes. So it's like
cartridge.
Right out of the tapper. It is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. Like, I was so excited. I know that you know that I was excited about it, but yeah. I've been excited about this for 3 days now. That's how good the Guinness was. And I have a very pregnant sister-in-law who also thought it was incredible, to the point where she kept looking and she's like, but this tastes exactly like Guinness. Should I be concerned? And I was like, no, the baby's like done anyway.
Yeah. She's done cooking.
Like, she's done cooking. You're there.
0.0 isn't going to hurt you.
Right. But it was really, really good. And I really enjoyed that one. There's been fun beers that
I will say that some of the companies overseas, the breweries overseas have a handle on it.
They do. I mean, I know that we've touched on this briefly before, but there are countries over there that I think it's Spain. Yeah. If you have a alcoholic beer, you're required to have a non-alcoholic one too.
I think that's just amazing.
I think that, yeah. So they are light years ahead of where we are.
Yeah. I mean,
although what did we find last night for the first time that we didn't know existed? What? Pabst has one.
Oh, Pabst has a mm-hmm. non-alcoholic.
Which I did not know about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So many fascinating things.
We learn every day.
Every day.
Always learning.
I have more to learn than others, but that's okay.
That's true. She does.
This is great. I have enjoyed this. Okay.
Drew, we're going to have you back on.
We 100% are. But we do want to thank you for joining us today because that kicked off a really, really interesting conversation that I think we needed to have.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably continue to dive into because when is it right to help out? When can you advocate? When can you be somebody's superhero? Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all heroes wear capes. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should make capes. See, stop making it weird. Would you wear one, Drew?
I mean, I feel like that's making it weird by putting on the cape. So I think so too. I don't know. I
think so too. Wait, I'm going to stand up for you. Let me go get my cape.
Hold on here. Is there a telephone booth around
where I can unbutton my shirt?
Take my Clark Kent glasses off. Here we go. No, she doesn't have to have an alcoholic drink. She said no.
No means no. Well, thank you, Drew. We really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, very much. This was fun. It was really fun to have a guest, which we have been wanting to do, and we didn't know what it was going to look like, but way easier than we thought it would be.
Yeah. And you're going to come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, thanks for having me. No, it was fun. Yeah. I was secretly hoping that I would get an invite at some point to be a guest.
So early.
Yay.
I know, and to be like the first one was like,
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. That makes it even more
fun.
I'm
not crying. You're crying.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Well, thank you so much. We're going to let you off, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Drew.
Bye, guys.
That was really cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah, really cool.
Having guests is fun.
Let's do it again.
Let's keep having guests.
That was really cool.
That was really
cool. Thank you, Drew.
Yes, thank you, Drew.
I mean, I think it's pretty cool to me to see that, A, there's people out there listening. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Cool.
You know, like
I do like
he
that.
He is through the almost seventh episode. That's pretty awesome. We just
dropped
launched
him.
It.
Yeah.
So he's my people because we binge and I love that. So thanks, Drew, for being my people. Two, I think it's really cool to have drinkers on here.
I think it is too.
There's quite a few other sober podcasts out there that interview only people that don't drink anymore. I think it's pretty cool to talk to people that are still drinking, comfortable enough to talk about it, and that they're learning something new just by osmosis, really.
Totally. I that's what I love about it. I love that we have people listening to it or following along on our journey with this. And it prompts questions in them. Like it makes them think about how they are interacting with people in the world. And I think that is so cool because that's the objective. That's the goal, right?
Right.
We want to change the conversation. And as it turns out, we are.
Yeah. And in addition to changing the conversation, also finding these amazing companies that A, are changing the conversation.
Yes. And making it easier for people to be in the world.
Just to be in the world as they are, as they are, period.
Yeah. Thank you so much to the companies that have been working with us because highlighting them on all of these platforms has been an immediate transfer of knowledge.
Yeah.
And has immediately given them tools to go into their next events. You know, he was very honest about it. You know, he learned about Groovy from our site and went to the store and got it. Like, which that is fabulous. Yeah,
that's really cool. And even standing in the Total Wine aisle last night, I thought to myself, I am so comfortable in this aisle.
Yeah.
If somebody else might be exploring it for the first time, you'd stand there and be like, what the fuck? I mean, there's so many options. What do I do? Where do I go? What's good? What's not good? Right? Because not all of them are great.
No, and that's why it's really fun to get to highlight the ones that are, because we don't want people to go in, try something, and hate it, and then be like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out.
for sure. Like, this mocktail thing isn't for me. Mm-hmm. This, yeah. And a lot of the things that we make and that we try, and I mean, we're trying to try more than mocktails, mm-hmm. right? Which is, you know, a non-alcoholic cocktail. Because, like, I wasn't a cocktail drinker.
Right.
So the beer is really important for me.
The beer is really important. That's why
I really love these CBD seltzer things. I love them. That's amazing. I, of course, we're still looking for wine, right? Like, we've mm-hmm. found a couple.
And we know that wine is hard.
And we know that wine is hard, and we know that wine is expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little bit of more of a challenge. It doesn't mean it's not possible. Like, the Groovy Dry Red is, it's good. It's,
it gets very, very close. And I think that the Lights Pinot also gets very, very close, and it's really hard. De-alcoholizing is a process, and wine in general is a really, really tricky thing, which is why it lends itself to the ease of mocktails and, you know, sweeter things that, you know, you can make look like things. But I think that the spirits, some of them have come a really long way. Clean Co. and Ritual are, they're there.
Yeah.
You know, we have made several of those. We made a Ritual gin and tonic that everybody who tried didn't know the difference between a fully mm-hmm. leaded and an unleaded. Mm-hmm. We just did the Clean Co. rum. Same deal. The Clean Co. apple vodka, I love it more than I should. But there was a reason.
We were slamming that out of the bottle.
We were.
It was weird.
And we might again.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why I did the Thirsty Thursday this last week about beer, because I think that beer is really important. It's what you have at, you know, sporting events at your house, or, you know, you're tailgating, or you're having pizza, and it's something that you can have more than one of. Honestly, a lot of the mocktail type drinks, you're not having very many of them, because gut rot is still gut rot, regardless of if there's alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can only have so many, but having nice light beers or having full flavored beers is a life-changing experience. I am so thankful every day that Athletic exists.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled by Guinness and what they have done. We did just try the new Penn's Best. We have some Bravis. And Bravis has an oatmeal stout, which makes me really happy, because I am a dark beer lover. I love light beers. Don't get me wrong. I like all beer. But to have all of these different options that are far more realistic in having mm-hmm. more than one is awesome.
Here's the other thing. And you know how I love me some things.
And stuffs and things.
Stuffs and things. You only have to find one. We are finding lots of things. Mm-hmm. But you can find one and stick to it forever. I know lots of people that the only thing they drink is Captain and Coke.
Totally.
Right? Like,
yep.
It's fine.
I mean,
you don't have to find 40 different things. Find one you like and stick to it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to give you 40 different things, but that's exactly it.
But that's our job.
Because truly, that's what we do. I mean, if I'm going to a bar prior to this month, I drink a lot of Bacardi.
Yeah.
That I don't branch out from that very often. A lot of Michelob Ultras.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not going out there for teenies.
Yeah. It's not like you're going out and finding
something new every time.
Yeah. It's not like you have to have a straight up margarita and then a mm-hmm. cranberry spice cocktail and then a, you know, like
what sounds like a lot you're going not on supposed in your stomach.
To, you're not supposed to mix, but it just
and too gross. Yeah.
You don't have to have 40 different options. It's not like, I mean, we're going to continue to do it, but that is mm-hmm. why we're here.
We're doing the work for you. It's so that you don't have to do this. So right. that you can find.
So your desk doesn't have to look like mine.
So that you can find the thing that you can stick with, that at each and every event, you're like, I've got my case of this. I've got my bottle of this and I'm ready to go.
And you are
arming yourselves with the solution.
Yep. Which is what we're trying to do with the boxes.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, that's a really good reason why we do the subscription boxes, because every month we send you a few different options. You can be like, okay, this beer is great, I'm in.
Right.
Or this mocktail is great, I'm in. Or this spirit and this cocktail mix is for me. And then now you know. And each month you get to try something different that we put together for you.
That we've already tried.
That we've already tried.
Yeah. And we think it's good.
Yeah.
So there's a plug for our boxes. Mox and Cox boxes.
Mox and Cox boxes. Go to our website.
This was a super fun episode.
This was
baby out.
Yeah. We really did.
Yeah. We're going into, by the time this drops, it'll already be over, but we are going into the first weekend of January.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to hear how your dry January weekend went. Mm-hmm. So if you are around, please drop us a DM. We'd love to see you on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok.
And all the things.
All the things. Twitter. Yeah.
But we love hearing from people. It makes
obviously,
our day.
And beware that if you send us a DM, you might end up as a guest.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you send it, yeah. If
that's
you send
exactly
us,
what happened
yeah,
to Drew.
If you send us a DM, we're definitely going to ask you to be on our show. Because we have so much fun talking to people.
This was amazing. This was really cool. Thank you, Drew.
Yes, thank you, Drew. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for kickstarting a really good conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.